As we prepare our hearts for communion, I want to look at something in Romans 6. Did you know that what Jesus did on the cross for us, part of what happened there is He conquered sin. He conquered death. And we died to sin with Him there. Romans 6. We have a baptism today at the end of the service, and this passage just fleshes out a little bit of the picture of what baptism is. So I wanted to share this morning as we prepare our hearts to worship Jesus in communion. It says in Romans 6, we who died to sin, how can we who died to sin still live in it? See, Jesus came to give us victory over sin in our lives. He came to pay the price for sin, but He also came to destroy the power of sin that is over us. It says, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Baptism, water baptism, is a picture of what spiritually happens when we trust Jesus, when we believe in Jesus. You go down into the water, that's a picture of burial, of death. All of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death. We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. So that's the other part of the picture, is you get buried. In our understanding, you get buried and then, well, you put flowers on the tomb and you maybe visit and cry and stuff like that. As believers in Jesus, that's not the end. The buried with Christ is so that we can be raised with Christ, so that we can be dead to sin, so that we can live a new life. We believe in the resurrection. And so when somebody gets wet in the waters of baptism, we don't hold them there. We bring them up pretty quickly, usually. And that's a picture of being born to newness of life, being resurrected out of the grave, out of the tomb. And that's our hope. That's our hope as believers, is death is not the end. Jesus came and He said, whoever believes in Me has eternal life. We have that eternal life. We will die one day if the Lord doesn't come back first. But that's not the end. We will experience a bodily, physical resurrection. Those tombs will open up, those graves will open up, and we will be new creations in Christ. We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united to Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. We know that our old self was crucified with Him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. That's the goal, is we want to live free lives. We want to live alive lives, abundant life that Jesus came to offer. We want to die to sin. We want to be crucified with Christ so that we can live a new life, a free life, a life that's not in bondage to the slavery, the sin that drug us down, the evil desires, the evil passions, the self-centeredness. That's nailed to the cross. Is buried with Christ, and when we come up out of the tomb, we're raised with Christ in resurrection power. He gives His Holy Spirit in us to overcome the sin, to walk in newness of life. Certainly we stumble. Certainly we blow it, but we get back up again, and the power of Christ in us overcomes that sin that trips us up. And the beautiful thing about that is the sin that we battle today, the sin that we wrestle with, the sin that we struggle with, the temptation that is there, and it will be there until we physically die and are with Jesus, but that sin is conquered sin. That sin is broken sin. The power of it over us is broken. That sin is forgiven sin because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. That sin is forgiven sin. So when we sin, we don't have to get all depressed and feel defeated because, oh, I blew it again. And we never have to ask the question, well, I wonder if that's the one that's going to keep me out of heaven. I wonder if that's the one that, well, that's just beyond, that's just, that one's not going to be forgiven. Because every sin that we sin going forward in the Christian life is, well, that's one, that's another one that Jesus died for. And that one is paid for. So, no, I don't want to sin. No, I don't want to walk in it. I don't want to continue it. I'm grieved by it. I know it grieves His heart. But that's a broken sin. That's a defeated sin. That's a forgiven sin. And so I can get back up and say, God, thank You. I'm sorry, but thank You that You paid for that one too. And help me to walk forward today in newness of life. Walk in the victory that You purchased for me on the cross. The power of sin is broken. I'm going to invite some of the men to come. We'll serve you if bread and juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've trusted only in Jesus, not anything else, not anything you can do, but simply in the finished work of Jesus for you, you're invited to remember with us. This is a way we worship together. We just celebrate what Jesus has done and commune with Him and enjoy our relationship with Him. This blood-bought, forgiven relationship. We have bread that represents His body broken. We have juice that represents His blood poured out, that reminds us of what it costs, what our freedom costs, how much He paid to purchase our freedom, our rescue, our new life. Let's give Him thanks and worship Him together. Father, thank You. Thank You for sending Your only Son, Jesus. Jesus, thank You that at the cross, hell and sin and Satan and death were defeated decisively once for all. You broke the power of canceled sin. You set the prisoners free. And Lord, that day I died with You. My old me, my old self, my old nature was nailed to the cross. The debt that I carried for my sin was paid for in full. And now I am free to enjoy relationship with You and walk with You in forgiveness, in reconciliation, cleansed, washed, made new. Thank You for that relationship. And Lord, help us as we continue to battle with the daily temptations. We pray that we would continually get back up and look to You and thank You for the forgiveness that we already possess, the eternal life that we already enjoy. Thank You. Thank You for the gospel that sets us free, free to live for You, free to live lives with purpose that glorify and enjoy You. Thank You for bread and juice that reminds us once again of the beauty, the truth, the freedom in the gospel. Thank You for bread and juice. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, thank You. Thank You for paying my price. Thank You for setting me free. Thank You for breaking the chains. Lord, how foolish we are so often that we pick up the chains and drag them around. Thank You that there is abundant forgiveness in You. Help us to walk in the power of the resurrection that You purchased for us, that You give to us as a gift. Thank You. Thank You for what You did at the cross. We remember, we worship, we celebrate, we enjoy You today. Thank You. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash you and cleanse you and make you new.